Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio today, March the 17th.
Before we do our song, the last song, thank you, I'd like to say these little words to you. These are the words that my grandfather said to me the day that I left home, and I'd like to pass them on to you.
Welcome back.
May his behalf an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
Lovely.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's St. Patty's Day, the 17th of March. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And we've got a green on today. Kind of.
Well, sort of. I do.
I'm
all decked out.
There's green.
Your mic's green.
My mic's green. Yeah. Hey, 7:06 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's a good choice. Good morning, and Jared's in there at the helm, and I've got him running in circles in there finding Irish music to be playing loud. So we're lined up today for that and for our bump music. And, of course, well, how are you today? And besides it being St. Patty's Day, is there another national day today?
Well, corned beef and cabbage day.
Whoa! You know, I like corned beef and cabbage. Potatoes,
Not so much.
Not so much. Well, neither does Linda, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go find some place today.
They have corned
beef and cabbage.
I'm sure you're not going to have a problem finding some place that has corned beef and cabbage.
I can't help
but
think at O'Leary's.
I'm thinking.
Just might have that today.
I think
and I'm thinking there's a few other places here in town. Lass.
I think so. You know, it's like St. Patrick's Day because my name was intended actually to be Patrick. I was not supposed to be Patricia. That's how I ended up with Patricia. My father was intent that it was going to be a male child. And actually, until I was probably 13, 14 years old, I thought I was.
I was going to say. Then all of a sudden something happened. Then you went, you've been lying to me.
Yeah. So
okay.
Anyway, it's 51 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 72, a low of 43. On Friday, mostly cloudy, and a chance of showers Friday night, a low of 49, a high of 73. On Saturday, a high of 61, showers. Saturday night, a low of 38, and clearing. Sunday, it's going to clear up, be 69, the low of 44. And on Monday, popping back up to 81 degrees, and woo, then moving Tuesday to 88 and up in the high 80s and possible 90s. And, oh, my gosh, we just don't want any of that. Let's hope we get a lot of rain this weekend. The weather is brought to us by
guests. What did it say about Saturday?
Saturday showers, so let's hope. I got a fair amount of rain out of that last round, you know. We got a good amount of rain.
It's supposed to rain Friday, too?
Friday night, possibly.
Friday night and all day Saturday.
Let's hope. Let's just hope it pours.
Yeah.
Weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Pro. It's cool to be Shasta Gas propane customers because summer's coming. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Another big momentous occasion of today is the anniversary of my daughter and son-in-law.
Married
20 years ago today.
Wow.
Yep. They eloped. And for 15 years, when my daughter would say, hey, it's our anniversary, I would say, I wouldn't know, I wasn't there. And she says, Dad, how long are you going to keep reminding me of that? I said, well, I'll probably live another at least 30 years. So probably another 30 years. So I may call her right after the show. I may call her during the show.
Well, there you go.
And just say, Happy anniversary. You know?
That I wasn't there.
That I wasn't there. Hey, you know what the good news is today?
What's the good news?
Well, besides St. Patty's Day and all that. It's 7:18 in the morning. That's when official sunrise is. That means you can't start shooting turkeys until 6:50 in the morning. All right. Now, why is that nice? That means if you saw how dark it is at 6:30, that means I don't have to get up at 3:30 to be in a position in the blind where it's dark and quiet at 5. You know,
yeah.
At 5:30, I can be all the way into probably get into the blind at 6:30, and I've still got 45 minutes. I'll probably be in at 6:15, and then we just sit in there for 40 minutes before the turkeys start, you know, before you can even legally shoot them. But this is when they start coming down a little bit before sunrise.
Yeah, turkey hunting and duck hunting were never the ones that I really enjoyed.
Oh.
I like the gentleman's sport. I like pheasant hunting. You start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You probably, you know, they let them out of their little cages.
Yeah.
And then they kick them out.
I'm a pheasant hunter. I quail, but not so much on the duck. And I love to eat the duck and you know, I like that.
I like hunting duck, but I don't like duck.
Oh, I love duck.
But when I was hunting duck kind of seriously in New Mexico, I had one of my Marines,
mm-hmm.
family loved duck. Mm-hmm. And I would just, I asked them, if they just wanted the breast, if that was it, I'd just bring them the breast back. Or if they wanted the whole duck, I'd, mm-hmm. you know, I'd field dress them out there and then bring them into them. So
I had a
he was happy. I was happy. You know, we were all happy.
I had a supply at the senior center. I had one of my, in fact, a couple that had been with me the longest for the breakfast, George and Carol Cantaloup. He was a duck hunter, and he kept me in ducks for years.
In
he doesn't that anymore. And I, boy, do I miss those ducks. I love them.
I had duck over at a friend's house, and he cooked them well. I mean, it wasn't him at all. I mean, they were prepared perfectly.
Mm.
But it's just something about duck.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
If you know, wild game is if you either like it or you don't. Some people want to disguise it so badly that you can't tell it is.
Speaking of which, people say to me, it
doesn't even taste like duck. And then I go, okay, so then what's the point of me going there? Wild game feed coming up. Wild game feed this Saturday.
You want me to just leave the room?
Yeah, so I knew where you were going with that.
I was going with that, wild game feed. Now, you've been there.
I love it.
Okay, and when I was there, they had everything ranging from, and it's not just like pieces of meat there. They fix it in different ways.
All kinds of things.
Pheasant, dove, quail, elk.
Wild pig.
Bear.
Bear.
Let me see, venison.
Venison.
Of course. Some roadkill. Roadkill, you know, that raccoon that didn't make it across 44.
Whatever.
There was two of them didn't make it across 44 the other day. I kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
This is the season, I'll tell you.
But that also tells you, when you see, part of the way of keeping track of how many animals are out there is roadkill.
Yeah.
And if you start seeing a lot of them, it means there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
But there's always lots of raccoons.
Yeah, but
skunks.
And that's not that kind of got off track of the wild game feed because they don't include any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Really. Okay.
Well, have you ever eaten raccoon?
No.
Well, I told a woman I was going to marry once, not Linda, and we were going down to visit my parents for the first time. And, you know, North Carolina and all that. And she was from New Zealand. And I said, what's today? She says, you know, Wednesday. Oh, wow, cool. Mom's fixing possum tonight. And she looks at me. She says, your mom doesn't fix possum. You know, I went, oh, yeah. I said, it is, you know, possum stew. I tell you, you're going to love this. And she stressed on that for 76 miles. Thinking about how do you not eat possum stew when everybody else is going to be eating it.
Yeah.
And then but she was, you know, first time meeting my parents, she goes, oh, I can't wait to have possum stew. And my mom looks at her, she goes, possum stew. And as soon as mom did that, she turned. Allie turned and looked at me, and I went, Might have been exaggerating a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Bad.
That marriage didn't last.
Well, you know, just
that marriage lasted about a year.
Just get to, boy, the hunting story that we got from the sheriff yesterday. I sobbed for 2 hours. I love labs, and I know how dedicated you get with them. That was the saddest thing I ever heard.
If you didn't hear, you know, we had Sheriff Mike Johnson on yesterday, and I'm going to tell you the story since we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They're probably all wearing green down there today because they don't want to turn away the Irish or all the people who have decided that they're Irish today, and there's millions of you out there. Cornerstone Community Bank, it's a locally owned, local board of directors bank, 4 branches in our area, 1 in Red Bluff, 1 in Anderson, the newest one.
Yes, beautiful.
They had a grand opening.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's what Linda said.
Great grand opening. Great.
And they've been open for 15 years. Yeah, and from the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. So that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. 2 hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Reading Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, welcome back, Lods and Lossies. It is St. Patty's Day, so yeah, you're going to hear this a lot, except for one song. One song will be more of a modern song sometime during the day. But welcome back, 7:20 in the morning here. It's 50 degrees out there. Even though it says clear, I'm seeing it looks a little cloudy to me here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, this is our favorite place to buy jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They make repairs on jewelry. They have a watch repairman there. They have a huge selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry, Native American, to just, you know, general kinds of jewelry. Plus, you can design your own piece, and they will help you with that and then build your own individual, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry.
And the important part of repair is if you have nice jewelry and expensive jewelry and you need to have things done to your jewelry, you need to be able to trust that the place you take your jewelry, you're going to get back the same stones you went in with.
Well, the same
stones. And this is a local, qualified, you know, they're local people, been around a while, and you can trust that they're going to do a good job and that they're going to maintain the quality and integrity of your pieces.
Yeah.
It's important.
Okay, now, yesterday, I'm here with Trish Clark, by the way. Thursday, Trish is always here.
Today was questionable.
I said, get out of the doorway because it's 3 after. And everybody cleared the doorway, and here it comes screaming in, back up, inside at 4:30. It's 7:04 and 30 seconds. You came in.
Yes.
Yesterday, Sheriff Mike Johnson was on. Yes, and we talked about the jail, and we talked about law enforcement. But what I'm trying to do also is put another face. You know, you don't know who Mike Johnson is or Stephanie Bridget or any of the people coming in here. I want to talk about them.
Who they are personally.
Who they are personally. You know, what's your hobbies? What do you do? You know, where do you go to church? Do you go to church? You know, those kind of things. And Mike Johnson has been training hunting dogs for many, many years.
And he's an avid hunter and fisherman.
And he is an upland game hunter, and, you know, so it's pheasants, ducks, quail, all that. We had himself his perfect dog, 104 pounds of yellow lab. Make a long story short, his son took it out hunting with them, and with he and his friend. Mike was down in San Diego,
his grandbaby,
and with his new grandchild, and the two other guys were out there hunting that came in behind them. And as the son's out there, he hears a shot. Make a long story short, one of these young 19-year-olds killed the dog, shot at eyes, you know, eyes glowing, shot. And killed the dog. Well, I'm not going to get into everything that happened. No, nobody was shot after that, though. Some people would say there's a good reason to do that. But then he said, Ryan Burks, and who Ryan's advertised on here before, and I'll just tell you is that we bought our horse from Ryan. He's a good young man, the Burks family here.
Is that Gary Burks' son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had a loss in the last year also when his dad passed. And so they called him up, but they also raise labs and train them. And they gave to Mike Johnson, they gave him a four-year-old female.
Fully trained.
Fully trained yellow lab. What a nice thing. Anyway, some people listening to it sent me a text, said, oh, my God, you know, I called Ryan and said that, you know, we had talked about it. And I called Ryan Burks. He's hard to get a hold of.
The yellow lab.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? He's hard to get a hold of because he's so busy. He's got 3 or 4 businesses going. And I just said, hey, that was really nice, Ryan.
That is.
What you did. We call me back. and we talked about it a little bit. He said I was just devastated hearing about it, and I had a loss in my family, and I just know what it does. And so he said we had the ability to do that. And so, but what a story.
Once again shows you what kind of a community we live in, and how
he didn't even know Mike that well.
No, they either. Just were kind of working on another deal, and I just I'm always that story, I just, because labs have been a part of my life ever since I met my husband. We generally had a black lab. My son had one I just showed you of, a yellow lab.
Yeah.
Otis was just the best dog ever in the field. And we always, you know, labs will train each other. Between the three of us that hunted together, the three families, we always had a lab, a couple of working labs, and then we'd bring the pup in. And a couple
and
of seasons.
He or she learned.
Exactly. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, my son, a couple of years ago, means we're talking dogs, and about four years ago, I guess, he's going to get another lab. And I said, well, how come you're going to get another lab? He said, I'm for the first time in my life in a position where my dog's going to have to train my next dog because there aren't any other people I'm hunting with good dogs. And we just lost the older dog, Cooper. Yeah. So, you know, they don't live forever, but gosh, they're an integral part of your life.
We have at 7:30, we have Jennifer Fontana coming in for Cool April Nights. At 8 o'clock, Reading Ranch, we have had to reschedule them, so we've got an open hour.
Oh, perfect!
8.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah, there is a lot to talk about. We have two new city candidate, or we have two young men who have put their name in to run for city council. And we know for sure that Aaron's not going to run. And there's rumors that maybe Kristen's not going to run, Schrader, and maybe even Mike DeQuisto. I'd like to see Mike run one more time. But their names are Joshua Johnson and Alex Shea.
And that election is not until...
Young guys.
But that election is not until November, right?
Well, they've still got to have the runoff, don't they?
I don't think they can. City council is different.
Yeah, you're right. They do it in November. There could be 8 candidates by that time.
And they
all
get
that.
Top winners.
Yeah. Well, I've got Joshua scheduled for a week or so, and I'm working with Alex right now to get him on. I'm, you know, scheduling... next week we have the lady running.
Kimberly Vollmer.
Kimberly Vollmer is going to be on our show on Thursday.
Okay.
To have her on. She's running for
District 1
supervisor. We've got 3 that I know of in 5, but I heard that there could be 2 more running.
The filing period's over.
Oh, is it? So there's just the 3 of them then.
Don't quote me on that, but I think that the filing period's over.
Well, you know what? It's not too late to have you in as a one. As a write-in candidate, Trish.
Absolutely. I'm seriously considering putting my head on the chopping block again.
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know what? Let's take an early break, and let's come back, because we want to talk about Cool April Nights. It's right around the corner.
It is indeed.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. This is where I go, and I tell you why. You get a great car wash. They have a special soap and wax. The people there are extremely friendly. It's brushless. You go in, you come out the other end, and you know it's kind of like you go in dirty and you come out clean. It's
and
kind
they
of like,
wipe you all down.
And then they wipe you all down. Yeah. You know what? First of all, the young lady that was wiping down the truck, and I hopped out. I was ready. You know, wipe me down. And she said, that's not part of it.
Oh.
So I still gave her a tip, got back in the truck, and left. Your truck or car is going to be beautiful. And it's located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free from Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's a great place. We'll be right back.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away. For your soul's rebellion's gone, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay.
Shh. Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Patty's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich, or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Near Bunbridge Town in the county down, one morning last July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two fire feet.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:33 in the morning here on St. Patty's Day, so you'll be hearing a lot of Irish music.
I'm loving that Irish music. I want to get out and do an Irish jig.
For the record, I want to blame static electricity on that.
I know, I know. And the static electricity so often builds up, and when you put your hand over, you know, over the board, it turns things off. Yeah, and it also, it knocks him down from the shock. So, it, you know, his beard, Jared's beard is smoking right now from the electrical shock. I think that's what it's from. Okay. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell.
She was on the other day, and yeah.
And she's got all this information.
Listening to her.
Judy O'Maxwell, as we call her today because of St. Patty's Day, and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. There's a lot of things going on, my friends, with health insurance, with the stock market and all this. Give Judy a call. If you want a second opinion on your retirement plans, your investments, 401s, it's a free review and evaluation with one of our experts. They've been doing this since 1993, and Judy knows a whole lot about this stuff. It's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. Well, I'm here with Jennifer O'Fontana. Okay, it's not O'Fontana.
It's not. Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Jennifer. And you're here because of Cool April Nights, which is just around the corner.
It is.
We're going to be so involved in this.
We're going to
be
really
out there.
Excited.
We're going to be. We now have a cordless mic.
Oh no! Things are changing now.
That we can go from spot to spot to spot.
You just upped the game.
Just upped the game there. So, plus on April 6th, we're going to be broadcasting the forum, candidates forum for the first district, first supervisors district. We will be broadcasting it that night. So if you can't make it, you can hear what everybody says via 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tell us about Co-April Nights this year, Jennifer.
Well, first and foremost, we are all really, really excited to be back. It's been quite the journey. I think I just want to put out there before I kind of talk about everything that, I think one of the misconceptions that we really want to get out there is that Cool April Nights coming back, we made the decision not to have it primarily based financially. We are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3, and I think people thought it was fear, and we fear nothing. We're car lovers.
We talked about that. Yeah. That wasn't done because of COVID at all.
No, it was not. It was done financially. Again, we are a 501c3. We give all of our profits back to youth in the community, and that is always our number one goal. Yes, we want to have a great car show. We want to give back to this community and put on a great thing, but that is number one.
And you have to make enough money to pay what it costs to put it on.
Exactly.
Go in the hole,
and it's expensive.
and the problem was that there were so many people that weren't going to travel, weren't going to do it, for one reason or another. That when you only have 46 cars show up, and you need
2,000,
it was an easy decision to make, but it wasn't based on COVID.
Nope, it
was. So people need to know that.
Nope, but we're excited. As usual, we got 13 board members that are overseeing over 250 volunteers. We have over 50 sponsors this year, so really excited about that. Expecting around 2,000 registrants, and right now we have 26 show and shines.
And what are the dates?
It is April, or actually we're starting early this year. So we're doing Friday, April 22nd to May 1st. So what that's going to look like this year is Viva Downtown has partnered with ION Networking Group, and they are going to take over this downtown promenade and do a big kickoff car show right there. So we're starting one day earlier this year. So it's actually going to be over a week-long event. We're really excited about that one.
Okay. Well, that's going to be great. Now, when did Cool April Nights start? I'm going to make you reach back.
Yeah. Well, before COVID was our 30th anniversary, that we had 2 years off, so 32 years ago.
32 years ago it started.
32 years
ago. For some
ago.
Reason, I thought it was even longer than that.
Seems like it has just been ingrained in our community forever.
Yeah, I was thinking that it had been. Well, I guess
Well, the rodeo's been doing 75 years. Well, it'll be 75 next year, but I kind of thought you all would be like at that 50 mark or something.
No, it was in the 90s that it started.
What kicked it off? Do you have any historical knowledge of that? What might have?
I think it just came from a love of people who love.
Was the exchange club that started it, wasn't it?
With the what?
Wasn't the exchange club that started it?
I don't know if it was the exchange. I know that it was a group of people that loved cars and wanted to give back to youth in the community. Yeah. And, I feel extremely lucky to have been kind of passed the torch and be a board member because, in the earlier years, they spent so much time really building this into what it is, and so I've been able to come in and just all of us reap the benefits of how hard they worked. So I think you got to applaud all of the board members, especially because of how hard they work. It's a volunteer base, nobody gets paid, and it is a lot of work to put this show on.
And there's a lot of car lovers up here.
Yes.
The community has a lot of cars. So I like the fact that so many show and shines have sprung up all over Shasta County during that period. And I'm just going to throw in one pitch because we've got the one coming up down at the Frontier Senior Center, Rebecca. Yeah, you know, the little gal that owns the cafe down there, and she's got, it's called For Becca's Heart.
And we do our best to always, like, try and go to all those shows
and
as well throughout the year.
And that's going
to
be on April 10th, which is earlier. Yeah. But that's a fundraiser that...
And all month long. I mean, the whole month of April. We just like to say the month of April is, it's cool April nights.
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
It's the whole month of April.
So the, has the Veterans Home reached out?
I haven't heard anything from the Veterans Home.
They may reach out to you. Because they were talking about it. I'll give them a call today.
Give them a call today. We're
because
really,
they've got a good area out there.
Yeah. We're trying to get our schedule finalized actually this week. Everything is going to the program, to the print for our program next week. So everything that's on our website right now at coolaprilnights.com is current, and all the show and shines are on there. Like I said, we have 26 so far this year. A couple things we're doing that we have that are new in addition to the Viva Downtown is we're actually doing a drive-in on Wednesday night, sponsored by C.R. Gibbs. We're pretty excited about that. So
a drive-in?
A drive-in.
You mean like a drive-in, like the old drive-in?
Like the old drive-in.
How
at the Civic Center, big screen, classic cars. So you have to be a registrant, so it'll only be classic cars, but then it'll be open to people to bring their lawn chairs and blankets.
Is it going to be on the lawn?
Mm-hmm.
And the cars will be parked on the lawn up there? And...
It's gonna be cool. And we'll have entertainment right before that. So,
if the cars are rocking, don't come knocking.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. That's... So it's gonna look amazing.
Okay. That was uncalled for. But, you know, you can
take, it was true back then, so it's...
That's right. You can take me out of the Marines, but you can't take the Marine out of me. That is so cool. You know, I feel for young people that never had a chance to go to the drive-in with their family. You know, you go in there, you park the car backwards so the kids can see that.
This is going to be your chance.
They go out and play in the playground. You see the same ads on any drive-in movie screen, a hot dog doing flips. You've got 10 minutes before the show, and of course there's, you know, it's a carload. Now this is so, shows you how silly we were when we were kids. A carload was one price, right?
So you all, hopped in the trunk then, right?
Well, yeah, but it didn't make any difference. It's a car load, you know. So
but it wasn't every night that it was a carload.
No.
Some nights it wasn't a carload.
No, and people were in the trunk.
So you loaded up the trunk.
You had to hide them under the blankets in the back seat.
Paid for it to pay for them.
Take your pickup truck, turn around, put up your lawn chairs in the back of the truck. Yeah.
Well, actually, we used to go, there was a graveyard right behind the Grandview Drive-In, and we'd all just go into the graveyard, then we'd get somebody to drive in and turn all the speakers on in the last row, and then we just sit in the graveyard and watch the movie.
They're gone.
Well,
I think they're
the great days.
The drive-ins, except now at Cool April Nights, there's going to be a drive-in.
There's going to be a drive-in, and it's going to be nostalgic, the nostalgia you're looking for, because it's just the classic cars, just the registrants who are able to park their car there.
What's the movies?
American Graffiti.
Yep.
C.R. Gibbs, All American Grill, and we're watching American Graffiti.
Oh, wow. That's too cool.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford's first big role, he played Falfa. He played the guy that raced, what's his name? The tough guy that was in American Graffiti. And they raced at the end. Do you remember the movie? Suzanne Summers was
in it. As soon as I start watching it again, I will. But no, right now, not a clue.
Well, we've had him when we used to call up nights, and when Anselmo was here, he would bring in the cast.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not Ron Howard, but...
we just have the movie.
Paul Lamotte. That's the guy. Lamotte. Candy, whatever, you know, the girl that won the...
Williams.
Williams that won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, I think. Bo something. Anyway, but all three of them were in that movie, and they were on the show several times.
Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be following Billy and the Jets. We got playing at the Civic Center on Wednesday as well, because, you know, all week, because we rent the Civic for the week, so we've got shows there every night. We've got Parsons and Foothill on there Monday, Tuesday, so we rent it out, and we provide them the space and allow them to do a fundraiser there, and then got entertainment on Wednesday night with Billy and the Jets. Thursday night will be Black Vinyl 45, so that's... that's exciting. Friday, Hill Street, and Saturday after the big show, we're actually bringing in Journey Unauthorized. They are an amazing Journey cover band, and they usually sell out wherever they go.
I may have heard these guys at Mammoth Lake.
They're amazing.
Mammoth Lake Rocks. They have something like this, and they do cover bands, and I think that was the band.
They're really
Journey.
Great.
And I tell you what, close your eyes, because they sound just like them.
They do. They
and
are
they
really,
put on a
really
great
good.
Show.
We were excited. We were excited to get them.
Okay, I may have to go there. I promise not to sing along.
Well, we are selling this year for the first time something else new, all access wristbands that's gonna get you into all of those, all
oh
the
gosh.
Entertainment and the big show.
Okay.
So historically, those have just been for registrants. Now we want to offer them up. So in addition to being able to buy your day of show ticket at Napa, you're also going to be able to buy all access wristband. So day of show.
And what do they sell for?
$25. So day of show tickets, $10. Or for $25, you can get into
all
Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night,
get
big
out.
Show, and
for
Saturday.
$25?
For $25.
That's
going to get you, gonna you, get
know
you
what?
Into
if
everything.
If you said $50, I would have thought, okay,
oh,
you know,
I was
it's
thinking,
worth it $10.
I was thinking $100.
Nope.
I mean,
$25.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a bargain.
Yep. And Napa's been so great every year, selling our day of show tickets, selling our wristbands. So we're hoping next week we'll have our flyers printed out that has the full schedule of events. We'll have like an entertainment page so you can go there and see exactly who you're seeing and what you're getting for that wristband.
Okay.
So,
we got to take a quick break here. And we're talking with Jennifer Fontana. And this Cool April Nights year is, yeah, we had to be off a couple years. And but not because we're afraid of COVID. It was
No.
A lot of people stayed away that would have brought their cars. And you need like 2,000 cars.
Yep.
To make it work.
Because it's a 501, and it costs a lot of money to put it on, plus all the money at the end of it goes to local agencies.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call. It's a free consultation, and a work injury can change your life. And if you're not getting that treatment that you should, give him a call. The insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows workers' comp, and Patrick Gorman knows workers' comp. He did work for the insurance companies for a short period of time, and he decided to come over to the light. You can reach him at 530-262-2168 today, or just look him up on the internet at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He answers the phone, and he believes in that, like I said, a free consultation. He wants to do what's right for you. We'll be right back.
When going the road is sweet, I thy haru, haru. When going the road is sweet, I thy. A stick in my hand and a drop in me eye. I don't feel damsel, I or cry. Johnny, I hide in you, yeah.
When your drums and guns and guns and drums, haru, haru. When your drums and guns and guns and drums, haru, haru. When your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew you. Oh, darling.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, lads, lassies. Oh, wait a minute, that's Scott. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on St. Patty's Day. Yeah, I know. You're going to be hearing Irish music. We've got it lined up for the next hour and a half.
7:51 Hey, it's only one day a week. A year.
A year. And it's also my kids' anniversary, wedding anniversary. So I may call them at 8:05 and just embarrass them.
They're probably listening to the show. They're not answering the phone, Carl.
No, no.
You're threatening too many times.
They're in New Mexico. And, you know, they actually have jobs. So, anyway, good morning and welcome back. We have Jennifer Fontana with us, who is head of all the publicity and other things. What are you head? What?
I am the director of sponsorship. So
director of sponsorship.
I try hard to bring in enough people to make this thing to where we can pay for it.
How many people usually show up historically?
Give or take, depending on which one you're looking at, around 10,000.
Okay.
For the big show. That's our big one.
And they come from all over. Yes. I have friends that come from Idaho. Actually, they've been here a couple of years. They came the last time when that year it just rained like a, so, but they had a good time anyway.
We don't say the R word in our world.
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't say it in rodeo either.
Yeah. You probably don't have to worry about it this year.
But you know what? You still have it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a drive-in this year. It starts March.
April 22nd.
Friday,
April 22nd.
And it goes all the way to?
Sunday, May 1st.
There's 26 show and shine, so don't tell me that you can't make it to a show and shine.
And what night is the cruise?
Friday night.
The cruise.
Let's talk cruise.
We love the cruise, put on by We Back the Blue, and in conjunction with, this year, I was really looking, at how much RPD and the cadets, and we got the Lions Club volunteers coming in. Like, there are so many people that come together to make that such a successful event. So, we're pretty excited.
People put
about
their
that
chairs
one.
Up that morning, like 6 in the morning, and, there's been, you know what the funny thing is what I see is this is the kind of town Reading is. You put your chairs up, nobody goes in there and moves your chairs around or anything like that. I mean, that's your spot. And what a great cruise. And you sit there and you just watch these. One year, they were televising it and we were, one of our people was out there televising it and we were on the microphones and I said, to a
I got a response on the ear.
Oh, okay. you're pointing, and I thought, did I say something wrong here?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I said something about, hey, let's get a little rubber out of that.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he did.
Uh-oh.
And oh, my God, the guy putting it on, goes, don't do that, don't do
yep.
that. Oh, they can get in trouble. And I went, oh.
Yeah, they get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we all want to see it as spectators, but if they all did it,
You know, there's been so many different things over the years with, I mean, it's so hot that the cars are overheating and have to pull out.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or it's so cold.
We've had it all.
We really have when you start thinking about the memories of just standing on that sideline. And many years I rode in it in a car and sometimes ended up walking because the car's overheated. And
I found a 1948 Jeep.
Yes.
Okay. It was right after World War II, but it was a 1948 Jeep. The only problem was that I was going to have to tow it with my truck because it had no engine in it.
Oh, well,
but
that wouldn't work.
That doesn't count, though.
No,
right?
That
you
doesn't
can't do
count.
That. You can't
nope.
tow
can't
it.
Can't do it.
Through.
Can't okay. do it. We all do right. have an award for that, though. It's a cool in progress. You know, it's going to be cool. Cool in construction.
It would have been in progress for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what night is that going
to
be?
That's the cruise is Friday night, and then in addition to the cruise at the afterwards at the Civic, we are having entertainment there on Friday night. We have Hill Street Band, and then my business, Easy Events, is throwing our third annual cruise after party.
Okay.
So we do that at the Holiday Inn. My husband Jake Easy DJs, and we play all the hits from all the eras.
Jake Easy is a spectacular guy.
Yeah,
I was on the same dances with the stars.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah Jake and I were there and showing off. I was breaking some moves out there. Less upset about that, the better. So that's going to be a great time.
Yeah, that is going to be a great time.
So people need to get
so much going on.
Yeah, people need to get the flyer. They need to go online. We're going to have the flyer up in our window, but that's not going to help you a lot. But you know, I'm sure it's on Facebook and all this, and we share that. Yeah. But here's
great
the thing:
great web page out there. All you got to do is put in Cool April Nights. It comes right up. All of the events are
all the events.
There.
It's
click
great.
On this. Click on that.
Yep.
That's
and then this
right
year
there.
We're going to be having a one-page printed out thing at Napa Auto Parts where our tickets are going to be on sale
okay.
and wristbands will be on sale. So we'll have it there. We'll also have
right
it on the
us.
Website.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what was the last thing? It was, okay, we got the cruise. We got that. Now, Pine Street. Are the police, like, patrolling Pine Street? You know, it's got those no cruising signs up, I guess. So, but what a great place to cruise, Pine Street. When I grew up, in Yakima, Washington. It was Yakima Avenue on Friday and Saturday nights. It was like out of American Graffiti.
Yeah.
That's all you saw. You'd go down Yakima Avenue, turn around in the YMCA parking lot, come up, then hit Main Street, go that way. And we had a Merle's diner. You know, in the movie it was Mel's. Ours was Merle's. And everybody would be, you know, start at the freezer. Hamburger place and all these places are gone except the YMCA. But that was what we did.
Yeah.
Back then.
Well, I think every town had one. We had one started at the Town and Country Drive-In on one end, went up Main Street, down First Street, past the Arctic Circle, back down. You'd go to the store. You had to hit the cruise at least once to see who was downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now here's the big thing: the cars. Yes. How old do they have to be?
1979 or older.
Okay, 19, and every year it goes up probably a year, right? That's 25, no?
No, they kept it at 79.
Okay, so it's got to be a 1979 or older, 78, 77, 76. Because we go to, you know, the big show in Shines, but other people have events. We have friends that they have Camaros.
Yeah.
And, you know, 66, 67 Camaros, and they have, you know, little things
and
going on at their houses.
For the
and,
big show.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of other show and shines that we have throughout the week. We have 26 of them. So, I mean, not all of
and
them.
And some of them
are
just little parties, not even official show and shines. They just get their friends together and they're, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah. We're just doing a party. It's a place for people to have a good time.
So where do people go for more information?
On Cool April Nights website, which is coolaprilnights.com, is where you're going to be able to find all kinds of information.
Put that Cool April Nights, it pops right up.
Yep.
In the
you got the schedule, and then also volunteers. Let me mention volunteers. We have our volunteer sign up on there, and we need over 250 volunteers to make this thing happen. So donating a couple hours of your time to come and help out at the big show is always appreciated, and you get a wristband with that. You also get a T-shirt. So we really like to treat our volunteers well because we know they are the heart.
You can buy a one-time, buy a wristband that's good for all the events.
For the Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights events.
So all the show and shines is kind of on
that's
all
different.
Of, that's on
but
all
for
the
but for those 5 days, really.
Yeah, Wednesday's
those,
entertainment, Thursday,
and it costs
Friday.
You the grand total of $25, my friends. Even if you're not going to be there every night, it's more than worth it that gets you in.
Yes, most definitely. Just the day of show ticket for Saturday is $10. So,
yeah.
And then every night, if you paid individually, it would be $10 for Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So.
Jennifer Fontana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
me. It won't be the last time we're going to be talking more about this.
Yes, thank you for supporting Cool April Nights.
Well,
we really appreciate you
guys. You know what? It's another good reason. It's another great reason to live in Shasta County.
100%.
Shasta County.
Yep. Absolutely. Agreed.
Okay, we're going to go out for the news, and we come back. We got Open Line Thursday.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs continue to fall amid a strong job market rebound.
Jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 214,000 for the week ending March 12th. Down from the previous week's 229,000, according to the Labor Department. First-time applications for jobless aid generally tracks the pace of layoffs. The four-week average for claims, which compensates for weekly volatility, fell to 223,000 from the previous week's 231,750. In total, 1,419,000 Americans, a 50-year low, were collecting jobless aid the week that ended March 5th, down 71,000 from the week before that. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ukrainian authorities are working to rescue several hundred people who had been sheltering in a theater torn apart by a Russian airstrike in the besieged city of Mariupol. Some hope emerged, though, as one official said some people have managed to emerge from the theater. The fate of many others remains unknown. Washington has expelled another state-owned Chinese phone carrier from the U.S. market over national security concerns amid rising tensions with Beijing. The Federal Communications Commission revoked authorization for Pacific Networks Corporation to provide domestic and international service. It's been slow going on Wall Street. Meanwhile, they're still feeling the impact of the Fed's decision to hike interest rates.
The Fed is raising its benchmark federal funds rate a quarter point. It's been pinned near zero since the coronavirus pandemic struck 2 years ago, triggering a recession. The rate hike marks the start of the Fed's effort to curb the high inflation that's followed the recovery from that recession. In a statement, the Fed signals up to 7 rate hikes are possible this year, and increases could be a half point at future meetings.
As correspondent Ben Thomas on Wall Street right now, the Dow is off by 53 points, the Nasdaq down by 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Medical officials are taking a closer look now at more fallout from the pandemic. Researchers exploring a potential link between COVID-19 and diabetes. More from correspondent Jennifer King.
It's already clear that a coronavirus infection can lead to severe complications for people with diabetes. Now scientists are asking if a rise in cases during the pandemic is more than just a coincidence. A CDC report examining the databases for two large insurance companies from March of 2020 through June of 2021 found diabetes was substantially more common in children who'd had COVID-19. At Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, type 1 diabetes cases jumped almost 60% during the first year of the pandemic. Diabetes specialist Dr. Ines Thomas says Mott's Children's Hospital in Michigan has seen a 30% increase. The timing raises concerns, and Thomas says hope that a link may be discovered to figure out the trigger. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Residents whose homes were built on a Louisiana landfill have won a $75 million judgment. Here's correspondent Mike Rotsia.
5,000 residents of a New Orleans community built on a toxic landfill decades ago have won a $75.3 million court judgment against the city, the New Orleans Housing Authority, and the local school board. The ruling by State District Judge Nicole Shepard on Monday says the residents are entitled to the total amount for emotional distress and property damage, according to the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Two residential communities, Gordon Plaza and Press Park and Moulton Elementary School, were built atop the former Agriculture Street landfill. Homes were built in the 1970s and 1980s and marketed to black, low, and middle-income residents who were not told the site was a one-time landfill.
And that report from correspondent Mike Grazia. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting.
Good morning and welcome back. Yeah, it's St. Patty's Day, March 17th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center in Green this year. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I mean, it's a great place. It's rated so many high marks. Why would you think of any place else? That's my aside on that. I mean, they've got high marks in everything. Okay, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared. Lod. It's also corned beef and National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
It is. And there was nothing else interesting.
Well, you know what? That's all you need. St. Patty's Day and National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. I may have to break down and go. I know there's places serving it today. And I know Larry's probably can't
you
even
walk
get into.
Into.
I imagine. I'm going to call around.
All right.
Okay.
52 degrees in downtown Reading, gradually clearing, mostly clear tonight, a high of 72 and a low of 43. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 73. Friday night, mostly cloudy, and then a chance of showers, low 48. On Saturday, showers, a high of 61, a low of 38. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 44. Monday, a high of 81 and a low of 55. Tuesday, 88, 54, 88. Not looking good. I don't like those high temperatures this quick. Hopefully get some rain this weekend. The weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I can guarantee you Saturday it's going to be raining.
I hope so. You're turkey hunting?
Because I'm out that way, turkey hunting. And so if I'm out turkey hunting on the opening day for kids, it's going to be raining. And, you know, it's not going to be sunshining. It's going to be raining. The turkeys will probably stay hidden in the woods. So we'll have to walk up and down mountains looking for kicking them out, you know, making the – and even your calls sound weird. You know, out there, unless you do a diaphragm call, and diaphragm is something you put in your mouth and you make turkey sounds out of that. And every time I try to do that, anybody with me has to pound me on the back to get it out of my throat. So, unlike others who can use it.
Turkey hunting hasn't improved since the last time I went. I can just say it doesn't change my skill.
I'm going to put a scoop on the front of my truck and drive down to Cornerstone Bank and harvest the turkeys there.
Or in my front yard.
Or in your front, or anybody's front yard. You know what people say? Why can't you get a turkey? There's 26 of them on my fence. But you know what? They're not as happy when I show up at their front door wearing camouflage and have a shotgun.
There you go.
And I said, just show me which way to aim so I don't hit one of the golfers out there. Okay. Patrick Karch is here, and we have our weekly community calendar.
Yeah, sponsored by Siskiyou Insurance. And by the way, this is my favorite day of the year. Did you know that my name is actually Patrick Kelly? So, you know, and I'm half Irish.
Well, there you go. So,
yeah. So, you
where's know, your green?
Yeah, well, it's in there somewhere, but I'm not going to show it to you. And KCNR sponsors a great part of their website is a community calendar. Folks, you can go to that by going to KCNR1460.com, scroll down to the bottom, like I'm doing here with my portable device, and you'll see a little listing there. It says events. Click on that, and it's going to give you events that are coming up this week and in the future. One of the things that's coming, and I'm going to touch on a couple of these, and you can submit your event, too. There's a button up to the right on the top, and put in that information, and then Carl will have his screening staff go through that.
That'd be Pat.
Yeah, that'd be me, and edit it, and I'll try to get it right, unlike last week. Well, of course, I was on the road last week, and we were stopping because there was a dead pig on the side of the road and a couple of turkeys. So... And that's true, Carl. Okay, anyhow.
I know it is.
Yeah. So, see, the Steel Magnolias by Riverfront Playhouse is coming up. It's March 11th, and then I'll hit on one more here. Trish could tell us more about this. Reading Republican Women Federated Luncheon coming up on, it says the 16th.
Well, it's their monthly meeting, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, what exactly do they do, anyhow, for people that are not involved in that? Is that something
Reading Republican Women, absolutely. They're a group of people within the community who help support the Republican Party, expose candidates to the area, work to educate children and the youth about, our election process and just kind of, you know, promote Republican candidates and government within the community, conservative thoughts.
Okay, great. Well, and anyhow, that's the community calendar for this week, Carl.
Now, today... If you're out there on today, starting at 3 p.m. at the PIBS, St. Paddy's Day Show and Shine, is going to be at it's raising money for the West Valley Junior Eagles football and cheer program also.
Nice.
And, yeah. So, okay, Patrick, thank you so much. This was brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, and Siskiyou Insurance, of course, is right here in town, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. You can give them a call at 224-2345. You know, when I see phone numbers like that, I like that because you just 2345. It's like our call-in line. It's 605-4567.
Do you know what I've noticed?
I thought I would do that to make it easier. I don't know if it does.
But you know, I think what has happened is I used to know all of the phone numbers of everybody. Because you called, you know, the people you called regularly. Yeah. I find I don't know anybody's phone numbers anymore since we have the smartphones because you just hit a button. So you really don't memorize those phone numbers that you call all the time. You just hit a number. And if you get caught without your phone, you're really at a loss because you don't have.
Oh, you could hold a gun up against my head and say, call your daughter, and I'd just be dead right after
well,
that.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know, I got 505. That's it.
That's my point because I don't know anybody's phone number anymore. I don't even know my son's.
But that's
think
good.
I would.
But that's good because see, there's so many things that fill up your head. You just took 500 little bits of information out of your brain, and so you have room for more important things like when's the show and shines and all that.
Exactly, but I still remember my phone number when I was growing up.
People tell you you'll never forget your service number in the military, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, you've forgotten it?
Yeah. Well, I got it when I first came in, and then they switched over to your Social Security number. I know it did start with 129.
Oh.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? We talked about our newest candidates for city council. They've already, Joshua Johnson and Alex Shea, they've both throwing their hats in the ring. I'm sure there'll be others. There's going to be at least one opening and maybe two, maybe even three. Something else that happened at the city council last night we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. I'm going to need to go down there either today or tomorrow and have them work on knees because and lower back because of I get into a turkey blind. And three of you in there, it gets tight, and you've got to stay in that, you know, one position for an hour or two. So these are the kind of people. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang will get you back into shape, whether it's an orthopedic injury, strain, or a sprain. They're the ones. Lots of experience there, including the U.S. gymnastics team, physical or NFL football. Rachel is an expert when it comes to the more senior of us and getting you in there and getting you back into shape for tennis and golf and or just getting around the house without any problems. Give them a call at 533-5030. They're located in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
Now the ship it sails in half an hour to cross the broad Atlantic. Me friends are standing on the quay in grief and sorrow frantic. I'm just about to sail away on the good ship John O'Leary.
The anchor's weighed and the gangway's up from Tipperary. So goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. But the anchor's weighed and the gangway's up by the leaving.
Wind River Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways. Thursday, March 17th, come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moment at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do.
help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on St. Patty's Day in our studios. 8:18 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, cloudy. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and we discussed that, you know, the trucks the other day, the, you know, the F-150's coming out, and there's, I still have lots of questions about it. But one of the things about that F-150 that you can get as a option is it has a recharging element built into it that will charge the truck up. Now, I'm not sure if that's just like another battery in there or if it's like a little mini generator that kicks on. I don't know. It kind of like defeats the purpose. But if you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. City Council voted to give up to $40,000 in bonuses to officers wanting to join the City Council. Reading Police Department.
Right.
Now, you're saying, well, why would we have to do that? Well, it's because if you look at recruiting an officer fresh off the street, we have to pay for them to go through post, then and give them a stipend. Then you bring them back, and you've got to train them up for a year, around a year. And we're only getting like maybe 58% of the ones make it through their on-the-job training.
Right.
For a couple reasons. One, they realize this is not something I want to do the rest of my life. I'm not going to be good at it. Or two, the department finds that they are not representatives on the street that we want to have.
Right.
It could be the way they handle things, or it could be their safety. And that's a big thing, safety, for the officers. Offering this bonus, and it's not all paid at one time. You know, it's so much when they sign, so much when they make it through the field training, and then so much a year later.
They have to agree to stay a certain length of time.
Or they have to pay it back. The thing is that if we want to continue, we've got to compete with the other agencies in the state.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so.
And right here in the county, I mean, you constantly have lateral. If you can get a lateral to come
Anderson just lost two people.
I know.
To the sheriff's department.
Yeah, darn him. Anyway, yeah. Do you want to go to the phone and get Nick?
Yeah. Nick, good morning.
Good morning,
Nick.
Good morning. Hey, what we've got is a competition between three outfits here, Redding, Anderson, and Shasta County, to see who can pay the most and get the most police officers. You know, I read the consent calendar about that, giving the $40,000 bonus. And what was also included was, I think it was $18,600, something like that, to rent a month, to rent a billboard down in the San Francisco Bay Area advertising for police officers.
Hmm. That was, say that, it was on the consent calendar?
Well, it was either the consent or the agenda, one or the other.
Well, that's a big difference. I would think that would be on the agenda. That's a big, big item. To consent is, we don't talk about it, it's just routine.
Well, I've seen consent calendars on there that had over $15 million.
And that's my point. I've been objecting to the things, not necessarily City Council, but on the Board of Supervisors, that things that are considered routine and do not need discussion are outlandish.
But more to the point, we're advertising out of the area, way out of the area, bragging about how much we're paying. And the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, is it going to do any good to have more police officers on the street if we don't have anybody to lock them up, any place to lock them up?
Well, that comes under two different funds of money. And that is a good point, and we talked about that yesterday. I know you listened.
No, I had to go to work, Carl. Oh. I'm one of those guys that
okay.
has to make
By the way, that's $6,500 a month for billboard space. Now, what Mike Johnson said yesterday is that the plans for that jail will be 1,000 beds. And you're absolutely right. If we don't have a place to put them, and we can just keep, we're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, which is the definition of insanity.
Well,
the funny thing, if I may be so bold as to interrupt, is I've been harping about a jail, to quote Dick Wilkinson, for 4 or 5 years now, and nobody was on board. They wanted a navigation center, and then I hear Stephanie and I hear Mike saying, oh, yeah, we're advocating for a jail now. We're advocating for a jail. I think that's great. Let's get us a jail and turn the navigation center part of it over to the social services where it should be and get control of our crime problem.
I think that that's what the plan would be. And under the new jail, would just be a location inside the jail for Health and Human Services and other of these units to come in here. But I don't know because it's not finished and we haven't seen the plans. Okay.
The thing is, with their ARPA money, they wanted to hire 9 police officers. 4 of those were going to be for parks only.
Well, you know what? I thought that there was a big opposition to the ARPA money because it would have strings attached to it.
You know, that's a funny thing. That is the county is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cities got a different bunch of ARPA money coming in. Well, I think it was $15 million. And I, in fact, emailed Barry and asked him about that, and he claimed that the December 31st, 2026 date was but the money was the time that it had to be spent. It had nothing to do with strings attached. But when I brought it up at a city council meeting, he said more or less they don't care if there's strings attached or not, that they were going to take it,
well,
and they've already figured
out
how they're going to spend it. So each little city and county is getting a chunk of that money.
Yeah, but
if they accept it.
If they accept it now, but thanks a lot, Nick, for calling. The county and Patrick Jones, and I may be misquoting him, but he said that they were against taking the ARPA money because it was going to have strings. That was a big thing. It was going to have strings attached to it.
It was a huge thing.
But now
it was
they're
on
talking,
the agenda yesterday.
But
I don't know whether they voted to take it or not.
Well, here's what he said. He said, what I would like to use all this money for is two simple things, and that's for a jail and possibly a little bit of money for a grant writer for fuel reduction. Now, does that sound like they're not going to take the money?
Yeah, I don't know. I listened to the meeting yesterday. I did part of it. Didn't find that out. One thing I want to point out always, though, is what Nick kind of mentioned about if we get all those police officers and we don't have a jail. We always have to bear in mind that this is a system. And you have to fund the whole system. You can build a jail, but if you don't have the money to staff it, you don't have the police officers on the street to put them in there, you don't have a district attorney's office that's geared up, and a public defender's office, and a court system that can handle all the things that come from those arrests. It's a system, and they all have to be funded to make that work. You just can't go out, lock up a bunch of people, and then stop there.
No.
It's a system.
It's a symbiotic relationship they have,
all has
whether
to be
you like it or
to
not.
Make it work.
Yeah, it all has to. Now, but again, I think I'm going to reach out to Patrick. And because, you know, the big thing was from listening to everybody was, no,
the
you
strings.
Can't take the ARPA money. It's got strings.
There you go.
And now we're talking about it. But listening to Johnson yesterday, he said, but that's limited. You could only use like $15 million of it for the jail. But still, that's a good down payment.
Yeah, exactly.
For $120 million
jail. I'd be curious to know that because there was a big discussion about taking money that you didn't know what the strings were to clear till 2026. And you would have to agree that whatever they mandated, you would do through that period. That made me pretty nervous.
Now
they're not talking about that.
Yeah, Mary Williams said under federal rules, the county would be limited to spending $10 million on a jail.
Mary Williams.
Okay. And the city of Reading will receive $18.7 million in ARPA funds, and the cities of Anderson and Shasta Lake will get $2.5 million apiece. There's all types of different options. You can use it for upgrading water and sewer systems, expanding broadband internet, emergency operations center, just, you know, job training, you know, you can do all those things. But I think if we took a look at what we need, that everything else kind of falls into that, is a jail.
Yeah.
Because your tourism, if we've got the streets clean, then that helps in tourism. As opposed to watching some guy come in yesterday, two doors down, and use it for his bathroom.
Yeah, you've got to clean up and a jail. We desperately need that. When we come back after this break, the other thing I want to talk about is the process of getting elected, and the money that you get in donations. I want to talk a little bit about that because there's a lot made about. Okay. Who donates to who?
Right. And I want to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk also Ukraine and what's going on there. This is impacting on us now, and it could impact even more here in the future. But reports that came out yesterday and then the follow-up reports, you know, they were tragic yesterday, but they were, you know, once the, you know, they caught up and actually got to the places, it wasn't as tragic as we thought, but it's still... What's happening in Ukraine is criminal. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by a really great group of people, and that's River Common Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility. It's not one of those things where you've got nurses taking care of everybody. No, it's for active seniors. This is for people that, you know, have wanted to move into really, really neat accommodations, good accommodations, have a gourmet chef fixing their meals for them so they don't have to worry about it. They can bring all their things that mean so much to them and surround themselves with that in their apartments. It's pet friendly. There's so many things that set River Common Senior Living apart from other places like this. And it's not a huge, it's not some kind of huge warehousing type of for people. It's not. It's intimate, and it's the people there care about the people living at River Common Senior Living. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour. Maybe have lunch down there. See what's going on. River Common Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back. North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on St. Patty's Day. Hey, March the 17th, 8:34 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's supposed to clear up.
It's supposed to clear up towards the end of the day.
It's going to get rain tomorrow and Saturday, though. So
that'd be good. Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get your hair cut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478 and set up your time to come in. Man's last stronghold. It's my ideal barbershop. Nice, great haircut. They shave around your ears. They clean you all up. No politics talked in there. I mean, yeah, it's a good place. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, before Trish takes off on her discussion, I talked about getting Ukrainian guests in here on the show, and the ones that we had lined up, they were literally afraid to come on the air and talk about what was happening because, excuse me, they had relatives still in Russia or in Ukraine, and they were just terrified. Yeah. Well, my producer and general, you know, devil may care man of the world, Pat Karch, didn't let himself give up on that. So now we have three Ukrainians that just can't wait to come on the show and talk about what's happening. So we will schedule that for next week, and we'll give you plenty of time to get ready for this, because I can't wait to hear what they say, because they are pissed.
Well, and you know, here's the deal. We get information about the Ukraine, because we'll go there first, and then we'll go to mine. There's so much contradiction. You get one report, you get another report, you can't pay any attention to what you're seeing on CNN because, you know, they show a picture of this fatality and then it turns out that was a picture from 2015 or the same person that was the first person to die in Ukraine was a picture from the same person that the first person to die in Afghanistan. You just can't believe, and they come out and one person from the Biden administration will say one thing, they turn right around and another person will say another thing. And they contradict each other, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. No, we're not, and then we're going to. What we don't know is we don't know what's actually going on over there.
Well, it's like this report. A theater was bombed yesterday where there are hundreds of refugees. And it was reported that there was, you know, mass casualties. And, you know, thank God that it appears that nobody was killed. But, you know, there were many injured. They were, you know, when the bomb hit, it was an aircraft, bombed this target. And if they're like, and I'm not saying they're like we are, but if we are, the way we do is we have target lists out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each plane is designated, this is your target list, and you hit this. Now, was the theater, the Mariupol theater, one of the targets? And it was a refugee center.
Yeah.
There's also, there's nine different, I hope I can find this. I had it up just a little bit ago, that the, there's nine different, what can you call it, corridors going out of the, of Ukraine, to other countries. And how many people, like, you know, they're going into Poland, Slovakia, Romania. Okay, so there's total refugees so far in Ukraine. Now think about this. 3 million people displaced out of the Ukraine, out of Ukraine. Poland's taken 1 million, almost 2 million. Slovakia, 220,000. Hungary, almost 300,000. Romania, 467,000. Moldavia, 344,000. And, other European countries, about 305,000. So, and you're looking at this where I used to live on in Croatia. They're probably taking them if Slovakia is taking them, and then Slovenia will take them. All along that corridor, there's people pouring in. And then with that, there's people pouring into our country, too, coming across the border down from Mexico. This is a huge humanitarian crisis, too. Now, with Zelensky came to talk about, you know, to our Congress about it. He said, he gave Joe Biden, you got to become the leader in this world effort.
Lots of luck on that.
Well, you know what? It may or may not be, but, you know, we're pushing 20 million rounds of ammunition over there, plus all types of other weapon systems. One of the Republican senators called for, like, a, and you remember this, the Berlin airlift. You remember it because you were taught about it in school and you weren't around then.
Right.
The Berlin airlift, where we, the Russians essentially blocked off Berlin from getting any type of supplies. And the Americans and the other European countries in that time started flying in plane load after plane load after plane load of food and medicine and humanitarian things. And this went on for months and months until they could work out that, okay, now you can bring, this is not working, so we'll open up those routes again. And he has said, we need to have that with weapons and humanitarian aid and all this, a continuous airlift going into Ukraine.
Just to jump just a little bit of a subject on it, because sure. the biochemical labs that they're talking about, see, that concerned me greatly. They know that we don't have any labs. Well, yeah, there are labs there. Well, we don't have anything to do with them. But, yeah, we do have something to do with them, but they're not biochemical. We did and report. This is, my concern is that I am concerned, and I know the Ukraine is real. What I don't know is what it's really about, what's really happening, because I don't trust any of the sources I'm getting information from. I just don't.
Well, there is a lab.
Take it with a grain
of
salt.
There is a lab there. There was a lab there.
I think there's more than one, but they denied it at first. They denied they had anything to do with it, and then there's just an awful lot of our government tied up in the Ukraine and our government officials tied up with contracts with all these countries. You have to figure that the information you're getting is just not completely and totally accurate on any of these subjects. Want to go to the phone and talk to Ron?
Yeah. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question for you to ask them, if possible. What does Mr. Putin want from Ukraine? We've kind of talked about a little bit of it. I think they've got a deep water seaport that he would like to have.
And yeah, he would like to have the Black Sea open to him.
What's that again?
The Black Sea totally open to him.
Okay, that's part of it. And then also, Ukraine has an area in their country is a lot like our Midwest. They produce a lot of grain, wheat, and corn, and
something like 70% that goes to the rest of Europe.
Yes.
Some huge amount.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if that's part of the thing that he wants to do, because I think there was a movie or a documentary called Harvest of Despair, and I think Stalin just about starved half those people out years ago. So anyhow, that may be a question for him. So,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what day that'll be, but I will get a hold of them today, and we'll set something up, and we'll make sure everybody knows.
It'd be very interesting, because I actually have received a couple of emails, not personally, but have been forwarded to me some from people who have relatives over in that area, and that they've gotten a couple of emails. And boy, when they talk, it's totally different what they're saying is actually happening than what we're getting in the newscasts.
Worse?
Not as bad.
Not as bad. What they're saying is that the Russian offensive has stalled. We'll see. Putin's in a bad spot right here.
Yeah.
And that is, when you corner a rat, the rat will fight.
Scary.
And that gets scary, because the rat doesn't care. He's protected wherever he's at. And he's in a bunker hundreds of feet under the ground, surrounded by Spetsnaz and other people. We have to be really wary about this. As soon as you put a no-fly zone out there, that means you have to enforce a no-fly zone. Maybe that it would be part of, you know, ongoing peace negotiations. Okay, no-fly zone. What's that do about artillery then? And rockets, because they're just as effective and just as destructive as airstrikes. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about funding for elections. And, you know, it has been huge. There's been all types of articles. Reversion Summos in all types of different articles being written. It has been one of the major news stories that a gent out of Connecticut, now Arizona, put $450,000, maybe $500,000 into local elections. And I don't know if he's stopping yet, but we'll talk about that. But about money coming in to candidates, Trish is going to hit that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. Now, let me tell you about that. They have a parking lot on Hilltop. It is an ideal place to put your chairs. And I'm calling Shelly today. Shelly, think we can get two chairs there for Linda and I? And you can buy drinks. You can buy food. You can get all that stuff. Sit there, perfect seats, and watch the cruise. Not only that, they have all your tobacco accessories and the finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento, maybe including Sacramento, with a great selection of cigars. And, in fact, RC from Tobacco and Brew will be on our show the 24th of March, telling us the cigar of the month. And that's just next week. So, it's Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started up the girls, and to a nearly broken hearted saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grieving tears, the smothered enough to reap the corn and leave where I was born, good as out the cloud, the bunnies, ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues to rock the love of the bugs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky roads, a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up the hair and turn it down the rocky roads, and all the ways to double of
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober. Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UIN.
A must. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Trish Larkin and Carl Bond. Yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day, and that last song wasn't really Irish.
Yeah, but it's dance.
But it's,
dance.
It's a song that we play all the time, like just it. Because Carl likes it.
I like it, 8:50
in the morning. It's 50 degrees out there. A little rain coming tomorrow and Saturday. Hopefully we get lots of rain.
Yeah.
You know, I kid about it, but...
We need every drop we can get.
Trish, you wanted to talk about, know, because this has really been big news, really.
It really has. And we're making so much. I'm looking on Facebook. I'm looking at different things everybody's talking about. And I'm trying to kind of caution people from, let's not pay so much attention to who's funding who. I would encourage people to find out more about the candidates themselves. The whole process by which we run for office is that in my opinion, if I have to spend my own money to get me elected, buy a seat on the board or the council or whatever, I probably don't have enough support within the community that I should be there. I've always felt that I ran six successful elections and never spent a dime of my own money in doing that. Because I felt that I needed the support from the community. And you get donations from everybody. In a perfect world, those donations don't sway you, and it's very difficult actually for them to. But people donate to your campaign because of what you stand for. And that's how you get elected. If we pay a lot of attention, well, I'm not going to vote for them because they got money from X, or this person is supporting them. I really encourage all of you to find out about the candidate themselves. What is their track record? What have they actually accomplished? Listen to them, talk to them, go to their forums, find out about all the candidates that are out there. And there's a lot of them. We've got a lot of good candidates in these races. You've got District 5, District 1, you've got the sheriff's race, you've got the district attorney, you've got the superintendent of schools, all of the treasurer, tax collector, auditor, all of them are up for election. I don't think they have opposition in any of those. And I think the filing period is over. But I really want to just kind of encourage everybody to remember that once a person is elected, they represent everybody in that district or everybody in the county. I will tell you from past experience that people donated money to me, brought projects before the board or had issues that I voted against. I've had people in the community who vehemently opposed me, and when their projects came before the board, I supported them because they were good projects. That money is not supposed to buy you anything other than putting a person that you feel represents your ideas and positions into that seat. That's all it buys you. A good person in office. It doesn't buy you automatic votes for whatever you're going for. And I don't want a board that is guaranteed to go in one direction based on one person's opinion. I want all of those people in that board to have a mind of their own, having been elected by their districts, and make decisions based on what's good for Shasta County, not on whether they're a Republican or a Democrat or what somebody else on the council thinks. So I'm really hoping that we take the time and people really get out, attend the forums that are out there, pay attention, and quit worrying about who's giving money to who. I will tell you that the money that Rivera Janselmo put into this has certainly caused a stir in this community. That money was mostly donated to the PACT, so that money can be used pretty much for anything the controllers of the PAC want to do it for. He's also put money in some other people's campaigns. And so that's probably going to be talked about as well. He's interested in good government in Shasta County. And so I think you're going to find him supporting a bunch of people. And it's not like Rivera Janselmo, just to say one more thing, is a total outsider. Because he's not. He invested a ton of money in this community, trying to build a world-class venue. Didn't work out. He's a bit bitter about that. Probably never come back to California or Shasta County. But he's still interested in what's happening here, and specifically the red, white, and blueprint thing.
Well, you know, the they're making a big thing out of one of the politicians on the national level because she got a $59 donation.
Yeah.
Well, really, really,
money.
Really. I mean, you can't really. And then when you find out that, you know what, I don't want money from these people, you find it and you just return it. And but if you're getting in thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, there's going to be things like this happening. Now, one of the things that are happening here in town is being able to get to know all your candidates. And, you know, we're going to have every candidate. We've already had all the candidates on once, and we're going to have them on at least one more time, maybe two. And this is your chance to listen to them. And if you've got questions, call them up and ask them, what are you going to do about this?
They're all accessible. Yeah. Take the time before you just go on, because so-and-so gave them money, I'm not voting for them.
Yeah.
Find out what their goals are. Yeah. What kind of people are they?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if somebody else is supporting them or not.
I had a union rep tell me one day, he says, we'd support you. And I went, I'm not big on unions. And he goes, no, but you listen to both sides. And
exactly.
I thought, if I was running, that was, hey, by the way, today, March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, is also another big day in our family. And on the line is my daughter, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, for the first time in, what is it, 20 years?
Is 21 years.
21 years. I'm calling you on your anniversary to say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Well, you know what? It was hard to remember it. Those other times, I've already explained to everybody why.
Yeah, he told you. He just told me. He wasn't there.
I wasn't there, so how would I know? So.
we We don't talk about that.
But you know what? It was the best thing that could have ever happened is that my daughter married my son, and that's the way, okay, not real son, but that's the way I think of her husband, Vince. And I just wanted to say happy anniversary to you, honey, and another 21.
Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. I love you.
I love you too, honey. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's got a job, so.
That's cool. That was nice. That was
well,
nice.
You know,
nice
when you get a chance
online.
To do that,
yeah.
When you get a chance to do that,
yeah.
It's good. I must have dumped 50 emails that came to me that have nothing to do with anything I want to do. But let me tell you, everybody, I got taken yesterday on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
It's a regular business that I have looked at before, you know, and they were having this big sale, right? It was really a good sale. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll do this. And, you know, I went to the website on it and all that, bought it, spent my $90. And I know I always say don't go to these websites. Well, as soon as I did it, I looked at it again. And here's the good thing about PayPal, if you use PayPal. I called them immediately. There it was. And they've already opened up a case. But if you look at Tecova Boots on Facebook, and they've got this huge sale, you might want to take a look and see if it's going to that website. Because were little things about it, of course, I didn't notice till after I'd paid. And then I looked at it and went back and I went, oh no. And I talked to my in-laws. I talked to everybody about this. I've never done it before, but I got taken. And hopefully I will get that. I will get my money back. She says, no, you're covered if it's a fake.
You know, I have never been so inundated with free stuff. Every day I get an email, at least every other day, I get an email either from Amazon or someplace that they've shipped my order and they're shipping them all over the world and it's all, your order's been completed, and you've got this laptop, you've got this,
yeah,
it's $1,000
yeah.
of that, it's a printer,
yeah.
it's a this and that.
Yeah.
They're all phony.
They're all phony.
But
they're all phony. And it should have told me that it
came back. When you first get them, you go, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was an Indonesian. That should have told me something.
Yes.
It did afterwards. Hey, by the way, the big race is in 2 days. Haven Humane's dog friendly certified 5K, 10K run walk at the Sundial Bridge. Go to Haven Humane's website and sign up there and just have a great time this week.